Talk. Then we can make a question answer about the Sankirtan topic. And next question. Hari Namananda is also here. Very good.
Yeah. He should come up, huh? Hari Namananda.
You have to speak for it.
Yeah, big one.
Someone can make questions. Can try to answer. And I asked first to Tony and Kavi Chandra Maharaj, maybe he speak something.
I don't have any questions.
Invocation. Inspiration.
No, we had enough, but. So anyway, the festival, hearing and chanting is our most important activity, nine processes of devotional service, shravanam, kirtanam. So first thing is we hear, and then if one hears nicely, then he naturally wants to chant. He wants to repeat what he hears. The same holds true in any, even for the materialist. So the devotees, we come here, we've had very much opportunity now for hearing. Of course, we're chanting so much Hare Krishna, but hearing so much nectar, hearing from other devotees, hearing philosophy, hearing about the Holy Dham. So we want to take it back and chant, give this to everyone. And it doesn't mean that we go back and tell them, well, there was a forest where, you know, Krishna did this or that, because most people aren't ready for that. For the devotees, we can tell, but for the public, we have to give them the books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. But the potency is there from all this nice hearing that we had the chance to do in the Holy Dham, in the sanctified atmosphere, nothing else to do practically, just hear about Krishna, and chant about Krishna. So I know everybody's anxious to get back, but somehow or other, everybody's still staying a little longer. So there are many things. People like to know what's going on in other countries, or what is the mind of devotees who go out and distribute so many books every day for so many years. Some devotees have never distributed books, but they want to. So everybody should give their contribution. Rohini Sutta Prabhu is, if you don't know, probably distributed more books than anyone else, any one person, over the period of years. And Hari Namananda Prabhu is probably beating him just now, or very soon will, you know, be number, double, because he's doing so many every day, inconceivable numbers. So they have some, you know, realization, and I personally want to hear, take advantage, and everybody should, so that we can also get the same realization quicker. Some we get by so much practice, but if someone can tell you, then we can understand and also distribute so many words. So. Always takes time to get started with questions.
Everybody possible to become pure devotee. That's the end. According to our philosophy. Yes, when you're taken to the subject. Become a sincere follower of Srila Prabhupada. specific succession. So in the same way, you can also become a very successful book distributor by the mercy of Prabhupada, the mercy of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you have to real desire. But as long as you have to give up spiritual education. So practically Sankirtan Samadhi, you have to enter Sankirtan Samadhi. Dive deep and make the book distribution. Right, become an instrument. And even when you become an instrument, you teach it on Mahaprabhu by following sincerely Prabhupada's instructions. And you even can become maybe one day better than Harinamananda. Who says that it's the same? And remember, this was a class Tamal Krishna Goswami gave 1977. Prabhupada, he was in England, remember. He left Vrindavan and came to London. The last day. So he gave Tamal Krishna Goswami gave some lecture. So he told the history of the Sankirtan movement for book distribution in America, how everything was starting to practically five DDGs, or not even that, one day. And everybody was taught it was impossible to distribute big books till somebody distributed one or two big books one day. So everybody thought, wow, and he can do it, you know, let's try it out to do it. And so everybody increased in this way. But the competition going on, then suddenly they came on 5, 10, 20 books, then suddenly 15, then 100 books. And suddenly so many devotees that distributed 1,500, even 200, 300 books every day. And then our Christian would sometimes say, then therefore, when we can calculate in this way, by Krishna's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the day will come to have the condition to do 1,000 books on Sunday. And then everybody, you know, you're shutting his head, you know, because it's impossible, you know, to this time, 1,000 books, you know, on Sunday. Then he say, why not? Why should it not be possible by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And when I was convinced of this mission. But then, actually, only 1 year or 2 years later, one devotee did his 1,000 book in London. It's Ramvijaya in France. It's very famous. It's incredible amount of books in practically 10 days. It is 7,000 big books. Never heard of, unheard of at this time, 7,000 books in 1 week, practically in 10 days. And to this time, the marathon there, 10 days, now we have 1 month marathon. So the marathon there going from the 15th, no, from the 14th to the 24th, non-stop practically. So they produced so many books. So everybody was surprised. And then Hari Namananda, he had 1983 at the World Court for Mahabhi books, it is 520 Mahabhis in 1 day. and 2,300 or 400 Mahabhi books in 1 week. So it was an incredible amount of books. And even last year he distributed so many with even double BBC types, but much more Lakshmi than before. And so who says that's the limit? Who can say that's the limit? You think that Lord Chaitanya is limited? That Hari Ramananda is the best? Nobody can come even near to him or even better than him? means they underestimate Lord Chaitanya. Come to Sankirtan mode. But the prize is we have to become sincere. Have to give up self-gratification. Try to follow sincerely this process of Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smarana, Pada, Devana, Archana, Vandana, Dasyam, Atma, Nivedana. Then full surrender, Atma, Nivedana, Charanam, give everything to Krishna. Take shelter by Krishna. That's actually success. Sankirtan devotee has to take 10% shelter by the lotus feet of Guru Krishna. And he's out there, not even when he's out all the time, even before. You see, the whole life of successful Sankirtan devotee is always meditating about the mission of Kshetra Master. Like Prabhupada once said, the mission of the Kshetra Master is more important than the desire to go back home, back to Krishna. And to have more intense desire to spread Krishna consciousness than to be desired to go back home to Krishna. Then in this desire to fulfill the mission of and the instruction of the Kshetra Master, that's already the ticket back home, back to Krishna. You don't have to have separate desire to go back to Krishna. That's already included. And somebody who always meditates about the mission of Guru Krishna, he is always absorbed, he's always in the transcendental, and he's always in spiritual consciousness, transcendental one. Therefore, he's under the, how it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Shakti, Daivi Prakriti, Ashrita. Somebody who takes shelter, devotee who takes shelter under the divine energy of Krishna, Daivi Shakti, Ashrita, taking shelter, then such a Mahatma is a very great soul, he's very rare. So what we see all over the world, actually we are so few Sankirtan devotees who are going out and distributing books, preaching Krishna consciousness, even few Vaishnavas in comparison to so many living entities on this world, even with human beings, we are practically a handful of people who are distributing Krishna consciousness. But these few devotees, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can have such a big impression to the society. There are actually real, like in the Mahabharata, that describe Maharathis, Ikharathis, Atirathis. Maharathi means somebody who can fight with 10,000 elephants or more. Soldier. And the Atirathi is even one who has unlimited elephants and soldiers he can buy. So by the mercy of Guru Krishna, we can become such a Maharathi or Atirathi to distribute unlimited amount of books, install the time bomb everywhere.
The main question is developing the positive attitude that it is possible, isn't it? You know, it's the whole thing.
It's possible. Impossible is in the dictionary of the fool. It's possible to become beautiful. It's possible to distribute a lot of books like Harinam Nama. And then it's not possible, then our philosophy would not be right. It's possible. Not only one can do. But although you cannot be like Harinamananda, just try to do the best. It's like the example with Hanuman and the silence. The example is given, you know, that both give the same amount of service to the Supreme Lord. So the point is, one should not become puffed up as a Hanuman, you know, think, well, I'm such a big book distributor, and you are a small one, you know, what's the use if you go in a house? Better you stay in the temple, you know, ringing the bell.
Or clean the floor, or something like this, you know. Serve alcohol, balance, serve the Sankirtan devotee, serve me.
Then that's proud. Then Krishna's not satisfied. Like Lord Ramachandra, he chastised Hanuman by telling him, you know, he's decided to descend around the service like you. You give 100% according to your body capacity, and his body gives 100% according to his capacity of his body. So the main thing is that we endeavor as much as we can, according to our capacity, to serve the mission of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, to help these books going out somehow to this conditioned soul by less, more or less quantity. Doesn't matter. Just by endeavoring already, Krishna Prabhupada becomes satisfied. Just by endeavoring. But just by short giving the example, endeavor to go out regularly, although big or small, middle, whatever you do. And the next thing is the love of devotion and the endeavor staying behind it. Like we always say, Prabhupada said, Krishna don't see what you give, he sees what you're holding back. Maybe some devotee who distributes a big amount of books, he can even give much more. Can you actually, could he actually do it now? Or maybe somebody gives everything practically now, and he can do so much. Doesn't mean, you know, that this devotee is less, or the other one is more. Then everybody gives according to his capacity. Although one should not only think, you know, now I have only this capacity, and he has this capacity, and I should not try to endeavor to improve more. You should always try to improve more. Better chanting, better understanding philosophy, better become more purified, try to improve our distribution quality. Everything has to improve our sadhana. Actually, the devotee is always working in himself. He tries always to improve, to become better. He's never satisfied and thinks, oh, that's the limit now. And as soon as we think it's the limit, that means we go down. So therefore, there's always to, in the humble mood, to try and give always the credit to Guru Krishna and try to do always more. To do better. If I'm good and mercy and Guru Krishna, we can do more.
What I'd like to know is when, like selling old poems and our big books, you give them one, tell them about the first one, and if they're favourable, you try and give them the whole set in their hand, then do you get them up for the cost price for the whole lot at the end after you've given them a whole handful, or how do you do it?
The point is, you have to, I don't know how much everybody can take, you know. Some can, according to how many takes, you know, 20, 22 books. A little hard maybe, especially when you have the
22 volumes of English. You can take 5 minutes maybe, you know, 30 minutes somewhere to have it.
So you have to see which books you have. And then you have to look very heavy English books, and you cannot take 20 books. The drive with his first books is already heavy. You know, take it on the arm through. Heavy than the 20 books, how do you come around that? there, which is more precise, there are much more emphasis
both.
I think you mean especially
how they buy from it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're not asking for the money at the end after you've met the parable, after you give them all.
Yeah, I want to explain, but first I have to understand how the circumstances, yes. The different books, the size, the self importance. So then you have this smaller book, a big book like we have in German, you have seen it. Then you take like 15 between 15 and 20 on the arm. Different kinds of books. You have to have minimum 7, 8 different books. Polynomials, maybe 10, 12, even more different books. According. And so we try to present first like 1 or 2 books. Try to make them interesting, so that you know that today we have this this book. We should show this book to the people here. There are books about the Haldivian culture, philosophy translated from Sanskrit, the Vedas, about karma, reincarnation. You also maybe have read already about this kind of books or philosophy. They're very nicely made and try to make them interesting in this way to become attractive. They are always ask a question. You like to read, or you have heard about yoga, you have heard about reincarnation, karma, and so on. Or you are vegetarian maybe. So in this way, we try to get their attention. They ask also, maybe when they don't like to read, you know, maybe some relatives or children or the wife, friends who also like to read. Or you can read it later when you are pensioners, or when you are on vacation, or when you are sick. So we try to somehow get attention that they somehow become attached to these one or two books. And then when the as soon that you see it, immediately when you see that they are more interested, then you show them a few books more. Present them.
You place it in the hands.
Yeah, always put it in the important. And then people don't take the books and then that means they know that they're not interested. First they have to get somehow books in the hand. Otherwise it's no use to give them more. So then when it's interested, you give them more and more books and tell them about what's about it, you know. Different Bhagavatam, you can tell about any Bhagavatam something. So this way it gets attention. Then we tell them, you know, today, most of the time we try to give them like first, like 4 or 5 books. Tell them, you know, the cost grown so much in the shop, huge price. They really cost, you know, would cost in shop. Then today we tell them, you know, they give them out today for the printing because they help to produce and to translate these books with our friends. And now we can give them for the printing price. But every bit more is for our office, for our service or for our ourselves. Sometimes they also say when they hesitate, you know, at a farm project by biologic. What do you mean, English biologic? Or transport by farming. So this way, try to get a good relation for these 4 or 5 books also. Then they give a real good relation. Then we try to present the model. Tell him, you know, why you don't take the whole thing, you know, you have already this, then you have the whole encyclopedia from the Vedic culture, stories, high culture, philosophy from India, history, and just give something more. Try to give something more. You know, ordinary is so bad, you don't have so much. These branches have a huge value. Try to get the question of consciousness. And your consciousness is, I would say, on the level, you know, these books are cheap, or they cannot sell these books, or people will not, they don't want the books, they don't want to pay the books, they don't want to give the price of the books, or even anything of the books. Somehow we are serious to give to, in the presentation already, have it already in the mind. Oh, did he give to Lakshmi or not? You know, how much will he give? You know, and they are serious. You know, then they feel this, and then we get these people who give this, you know, little one. As we say, the $5 people, you know, $2, $1 people. And your consciousness is low, you know, and you have to give out, so now the books is cheap, you know, then you meet these people. But when your consciousness is high, then you think actually these books are very valuable, that you can actually not pay them, it's spiritual value is so high, practically impossible to pay with material things. Many people actually say, actually I cannot pay, I know these books are so valuable, how much can I give you? Then you don't know, you know, that then you have not to speak with $5 or $10, you know. Then you can go huge, you know, shopping, high. They will give it, because they have already appreciation for the value of the book. Therefore they will give naturally more. Therefore these people have to give automatically also more books. And how more books you give, how more you get information.
The first question I have is for Brother Tutel and the receiving many books. So my first question is about the results. Have you gotten many answers? People read the books, corresponding some person has read the books, they can avoid it, so I have no impact in the lectures, so people can speak about the
Yeah, every week we get some letters. Actually, I brought some with me, but they're all in German. So, it's Arthur Dassler here. He brought also some letters with him. Appreciation. Huh? There are every week some letters of appreciation. How the book, how the people like the book, and even more books. They order more books. In the beginning, I remember 10, 12 years back, the people said, no, about Switzerland. It was very difficult somehow for their readable. Only very few were real interested, you know. But they knew, you know, so many books, but they never, the textbooks, but they never read it. But now, because so many books become distributed in all these 10, 12 years now, and the devotees became more and more, how to say, nature, you know, to present the books in the right way, without agitation or cheating the people, or ripping them off, you know. The right price, you know, for the probability price and value of the book. So this way the people get a very good impression of our presentation of the book. They see, you know, that this is something serious. Then something that is giving out cheap, or even for free, the people will take cheap. Like Prabhupada said once, when you give books out or literature out for free, then the people will think, you know, something is wrong.
So then you actually sell the book for the right price, then the people will pay it. And they are interested. If they're useless one, they will sound out interested. Why we should give them for a book, you know, a cost of maybe $7 DVD, you know. Why should we give them one for three or five, even five for it? Or only for 10? We should give them also something more. Then how more they actually give? But for this book, it's for the spreading of this Krishna consciousness movement, how more they actually make advancement. How more big donation they give, how more they make advancement. And that, therefore, it's not only so-called compassion when they give them out books that we for free or very cheap, and so compassion, you know, to try to give out as many books as possible. They have compassion, you know, but they have concern with these conditioned souls, with these people, but they actually give out a nice donation for this book. Especially nowadays. Everybody here, practically in the West, speaking out in the West, you know, in Europe, America, Australia, that are not luxury to pay double VDP tax. They're still cheap. And then the people will appreciate the presentation, and then they go straight forward on the merit or on the basis of the book, because so many books are distributed, the people, the atmosphere becomes purified, the people become purified, like so many books already at their home, and also more and more propaganda is made now in the newspaper, in the television, in the media, in general, that about vegetarianism, about reincarnation, karma, yoga. Already every house, everybody knows about it. 10, 15 years ago when you spoke about this, you know, nobody was interested. Oh, yoga, from India. But India has to bring us, you know. They're hungry now, starving. You know. But now there's actually more and more people, they look to India. They appreciate actually Indian culture more and more now. And we see the people, even the Swiss people, although they're not the most intellectual, they're practically farmers. The whole Swiss system, you know. The German called them, you know, the Kuhschweiger, Kalfis. Without cheese or cows. And drinking beer, dive, they're not the great philosophers but in contrary to the Germans, you know, all the big philosophers come to Germany. They are the big intellectuals all over the world, they are famous, you know, Goethe, Schopenhauer, Hegel, all these big philosophers, they are famous. So this man had not even one, only farmers. They know good work, they are good craftsmen.
Watches,
handwork, you know, craftsmanship. They do think it's. But like Prabhupada, when he came to Switzerland, he said, Switzerland will be good for the Varnashram community, for farming. The best milk in the whole world is that, this milk. This comes naturally all over the world. And so actually we see that these two programs are most successful. The Brahminical means preaching work, book distribution, and this farm community. And that's what is working in Switzerland. And the people are attracted. They are attracted when they see that somebody who is religious, who follows somehow the law of the state, who is not against the state, who follows the rules and regulations of the state, and has a nice farm community where they work very hard to become self-sufficient. People like it. They like it so much, and they're just so nice people.
more. Explain more. This is philosophy that every book has been up, means a bigger book, a person. But anyway, when you give it to express the friendship with this, and one person does it become the Lord. So about this philosophy, never mind how you did it, just try to do it, but the mood, the book will go. So can you speak about it? Because before you say it's very important to give the book a nice consciousness to what the person will read it, will be nice relation with it. It's very much important how you give the book. And I like this philosophy, I want to put it also in there, but I want to just contrast other philosophy. It says, no matter how you give the book has its realized. Krishna was very kind of read without the body and so many stories.
Yeah, there are many leelas. Many and many, every book is a leela, although we don't see it sometimes. So, the, you want to hear leela?
No, just about the philosophy.
Huh?
I want you to see the philosophy, that's all I think. That
well, you're saying that some people say that since the book, you know, is it's Krishna, and every book will find its way to somebody favorable. No matter how you give the book out, if you give it free, if you just throw it in the doorway, or if you cheat the person, beat the, as long as they get the book and you get the money, that's good. Because ultimately the book will do some good. So some people say that, you know. So he wants to.
By hook and crook, we should give it out, even by cheating.
And once you come back to Israel, I'm going to preach what I heard here. I want to get the promise of
so we're saying that it's important how you approach people and everything. I can give something. Because Prabhupada said that, like sometimes, not devotees who are really, especially Americans here have the tendency to do everything in a very enthusiastic way or something, but they were doing very cheating in order to sell the book and very disdainful towards the karmis. Oh, they're just, you know, karmis and they're going to hell anyway and we just have to give them the book and we'll never see them again, you know, and they're going to destroy themselves anyway within a few minutes with their bombs. Those kind of ideas were going. And sometimes it got so extreme that they were literally stealing, you know. But Prabhupada said this is not good. Ultimately, transcendentally, of course, you do anything for Krishna. And ultimately then, you know, Krishna will accept well if you're giving everything to Krishna. But at the same time, we're supposed to come to the mode of goodness. A devotee's activity should be in the mode of goodness. So Prabhupada's answer was that these things are not going to develop any good qualities in the devotees, which is also part of the process. That one is chanting for his own purification, writing for his own purification, distributing books for his own purification also. So we want to do it very, very nicely and develop, you know, and no matter how nicely we do it, it doesn't mean the person we give the book to is going to be the person who reads the book. But he may say, oh, I met a really nice person and I got this book. Now if we cheat the person and he may throw the book in the garbage and someone may find it.
And this is not so much cheating, but it's more like giving the book for a meal and a painting and then giving the person the book for the painting. You pay $200 and give him $200. So it's straightforward, but he doesn't respect the book so much. He gets like... Not the last chapter, but before, maybe we do it. We wait for the person to do a little bit, but when you come out painting, you get an option and then... In the book, it's just for you and that person to give you some of the people's attention.
And Laura, when they appreciate or when you preach to them and tell them a little about the book, then they like it. Because they like already your presentation, your pictures, you know, and they like the book.
Yeah, even though I'm not sure they're really just say, okay, I'm not sure. Very good book, you want to give it to me?
You know, that I want to say, no, that there's not only one technique how to teach you a book. And many techniques, many presentations, and that time, place, and circumstances. So, everything maybe was this good in Switzerland or German or these places, and work in Italy or in other places. So, we have to find out what is
right thing. But we cannot take the easy thing, you know, or the cheaper propensity, or the easy just give it out, or, you know, the less money is not possible. Anyway, the people will not buy the book. And there's this already, I would call it four who has.
Three concessions.
But anyway, they don't want the book, they don't really pay the price. And therefore, we make the compromise. We have to give out the book to the people. So try to endeavor. Maybe this is not only one lake, you can distribute many lakes. So maybe the can distribute with this painting. That you have, you know, maybe the economic situation is not so good. You don't have so much cannot get so much luxury by endeavoring, you know. Then you give out this book to somebody who is who can do it. Some party can go out with this painting and book distribution, like I do out in Denmark or in Sweden, and this program too. But there's always a group of Brahmacharis or Sankadharis who go out on the street or shops or whatever, you know, and try to do out the quantity. Okay. So there can be many programs simultaneously, not only one, I only one. This continent is not only like this. And many, many possibilities. So we should not, as far as possible, we should not treat them, you know, in a way that it can come back to the movement, that they can destroy the movement. Especially when you see in America, although it's a big country, they get so much bad propaganda. I have to speak in a small country like Israel, which is mine, you know.
Yeah, it comes back, you know.
Then you don't meet the people, these people only once. You meet them many times.
You meet them many times,
people every day, practically. So when you cheat them, then you are finished, practically, in 1 week. Especially in 1 day, you know, they can finish you up. And you make something real heavy. Big houses go maybe a little longer, but it also gives you a different action. Sooner or later, you will also go come to the same people. But the youth and their brand now, when they don't take books anymore, they maybe want a book. But they became so much agitated, they felt themselves cheated that they threw it away. They never will buy a book again. But when you are sympathetic, and the devotee is very nice and personal to the people, then they will like it. And they will buy you. But they buy you. And you can see this all the time. They buy the devotee, not the books, and they don't know what's actually in the book. But when the devotee presents himself in a personal way, Krishna conscious way, they will like it very much. And therefore they buy the devotee. And when they buy, because they become attracted to the devotee, that when they go home, they think, they meditate about it. Although maybe they don't read it immediately, but minimum they will think about, oh, this person was so nice, and minimum I take this book, although I don't read it, maybe now I will take it in my bookshelf, and I take it always out for remembering this person. Sometimes you even read, you know. And then it don't become agitated, although it's about Krishna, about religion, about so many things, you know, that you are not his body, that you are full and grateful to render to Krishna. Any preaching, maybe. But they can accept it, because it's just presented in the nice way. But when you cheated them in the beginning, then although it may be the philosophy is top nice, you know, super under this, can have the best, I would say paraphernalia, but when you are not sympathetic, the people will not be attracted to this. So nowadays, you know, there's so many things that they can buy according to their desire.
The last question, maybe it was for reason, but it's important. So, for example, we had a mission last year, let's say 87, or after 88. So we had our program was Saturday in the morning, 20 times, going on distributing books, and evening we had a cooking program, had a cooking center, go out, have a nice program, distribute the patients, have the people, preaching for Saturday, the rest of the program. So now, after some time, he said, now let's establish a full-time home distribution group. Mm-hmm. And then we took the men from the cooking center, we sent them like a family and a house, and put seven, put all three, seven people on full-time home distribution. Now the result increased about 4 or 5 times. This was starting to go, the Shakti was there, but the body of the organization was very nice. But of course, the cooking center goes down. And of course, now it is there. So this is more and you can discuss in the relevant development of Ayatra, as you develop Ayatra country project, what is the place of book distribution? How much emphasis should everyone just go on book distribution because then you also have some buyer results, like some employees are not able to see this first, you want to leave, you don't find a place. Should we have like more all around, some, and you can discuss this. The overall place of book distribution in the structure of the Aliyah Travel State and the country.
Have I endorsed you up?
15. 15. 15. 15. More, but still, it's very good.
And now, in the beginning, just get some ground, you know, you have to just advertise books, introduce the books, which are the basic, everything will come to the books, the centers, you shouldn't give too many facilities. And naturally, every yatra in a country should have a temple where the people can come, that they can hear about Krishna and about Prabhupada's books more. Preaching center,
preaching center,
like in the middle of town. So there you have to take, but you don't need so many men actually, to meaning two are enough. Then the rest, they should all go out and book people who go. Or minimum, they should go out sometimes in the week.
Yeah, sometimes in the school. So the minute that you put in a half-time teaching center, half-time book distribution, the meditation goes down. It's not full-time, it's not temporary, it's mixed. The minute that you put in a half-time teaching center, half-time book distribution, the meditation goes down. It's not full-time, it's not temporary, it's mixed. It's almost like a volunteer. Full-time, waking up in the morning, going out, getting back in the evening, reading, making a little sleep, and thinking about tomorrow.
But you don't see with the time, you know. I've seen this, and every devotee has seen this, I've called long and time to time, that traveling time to time, not everybody can make it for a long time. You know, you have to be real up here, and Ramachari or Sanyasi type person, you can do it. And therefore, there are always some devotees who cannot do it. They're sleeping out completely and traveling. They cannot do it after some time. So, what do you do with them? Not to tell them it's their Maya, you know, go home, you know, leave the country, go to another place. You know. So, you have to engage them. Somehow or other, he's the preaching mission. But these devotees who are fixed up, you know, where they can send, who can send out on traveling, Mahacharya, Sankirtan devotees, You should let it happen. Do that as much as possible. Then I'll let some of the audience who want to go off, you know, want to take it more a little easy, have a little background, you know, place that they can stay, not always traveling to different places. Here, you know, it's tough. It's tough.
I think I'm doing it very nice. I think my position is nice, you know, because the manpower are going to let them decline naturally and you can do it. That's from the part of the people who will do it.
But our strategy is to give everybody the help to do it, you know, to come down full time, dancing down the road, traveling. It's the best training for everybody in the beginning. And then you see it will crystallize. If somebody has got on, somebody wants to become a cook. Somebody wants to become Bukhari, somebody wants to come have to open a business center. Somebody has to go do the books, they have also have new books, need all the translations, then run all the books, help us run all the books translated in all the languages. We have to have the whole set. So translation has also been going on. So we have to have the flows. But everything is connected with great Sanskrit and Buddhist institution. Yeah. Cheating.
What does it mean?
Cheating. Cheating means to tell some lies about the book what is not in the book. Tell them, you know, it's people ask you, is the book about manpower or about science fiction? Or you tell them, you know, we are collecting for the starving kids in India. I know there are so many stories I have heard, you know, how devotees, you know, again in their mind, because in their weak stage, you know, they begin to invent their own mantras, you know, cheating, propensity, just for the result, you know, that they can become number one in the week because of this pressure. Therefore they try to all kinds of things, you know. Maybe nobody knows about it. Only at the time you hear, oh, this world, you use this cheating, this, you say this and that. Then it comes back to the movement.
This is the best book. When you say that this is the best book in the world,
it's the best book in the world. True, right? The best book in the universe.
And
for instance, when somebody says, you know, if it's science fiction or some novels, you know, children books, you know, somebody asks. Then you tell them, then you tell straightforward. But you don't look at the child anymore, you know. Cannot read all the children books. You can also sometimes read something, you are like more elder now, like an adult, you know. Should read something nicer, you know. Cannot always read the same books like in the first class, you know, in school. You have to go higher and higher. So why not? Why don't read something about philosophy, karma, reincarnation, and nice stories about India culture, philosophy? You will be satisfied, you know. Something old. Why always only these kind of stories? I know something about this. It goes straight on, you know. Can't agree. They appreciate it. They say, yes, actually you are right. They begin to laugh, you know. But then you say, yeah, because out of weakness, you say, yes, and yes, and so just to gratify the sense. But what you say is, you say, you are from Hare Krishna. Sometimes the word is simply,
no, Hare Krishna.
Somehow in a fearful condition, you know. Think all these people that may they ask, oh, this is Hare Krishna, this is sex, religion,
And if we somehow want to cover it, you know, to avoid it, to go turn around it, you know, feel it, you know. Then you have to be very enthusiastic, like, yes, you have heard about it, yeah? You like it also? Yeah? Very nice, you know, that you go on positive, you know, that the book, you know, about the philosophy, a very nice story, culture, philosophy, karma, reincarnation, you have maybe also heard about it. But then they forgot already, you know. You say, yes, yes. And many they ask, you know, just for the sake of asking. And the question is over, you know, then when you go very enthusiastic, go on with your presentation. And then suddenly then you go in the heart, you know, the go on the level of the soul, and then there's a surrender, you know. And then you can give them more and more.
Sometimes it was very good because the opinion, it was not so good, you know, the propaganda, and there were some devotees, they were afraid to speak right what is the real meaning of the book. But I also think that it was not so good because the result was always negative. And one question, is it right mentality to expect immediate result from book distribution? Sometimes the devotees ask, what is the use? You are distributing so many books, but no devotees come.
From there you know that it's just the devotees don't come. You expect the devotees and distribute these 500 books in this week, you know, the next week 500 devotees will show up. Or one devotee. You should not have this Buddhist mentality to see the devotees now.
It will be after some years.
No, many people that will send at home. There is a book. And now, last time I met one lady. I met her already maybe 1 year ago. And I get her some book came out of the hospital. Nurse said she came back from vacation in Italy. So it was so much stress that she had a nerve collapse, crash. She had to go to the nerve hospital, nerve clinic. So when I met her, came directly from this hospital. So I thought that you were cool, very nice, appreciate it. Bhagavad-gita, meditation, and it's just real good, and karma, reincarnation, I believe in these books. So she became real fired up, and she took about 3-4 books. So then, maybe 1 year or so, met her again. She said, you will be surprised. Maybe you remember me. You will be surprised. And now, this time, I come again from the hospital. I did a mistake. I was again going to Italy to get the same colors to get. I told her that she told me, never forget again. But she did it again. Again, get the colors. And then she stopped. She took again books. She had six books. She read all the books, they're fantastic, they're real good books, the best books. And when she was in the hospital, she was always reading Bhagavad Gita. And her, how to say, the other patients in the room, he also began to read the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, actually, this book, where you have gotten this book, you know, that's fantastic, best book I ever read, you know. So in this way, you know, you can see so many persons, although maybe you don't see them, but they come in the temple, they read the book, and they like it. And I'm sure, you know, many persons, they give already up the body, you know, by reading Prabhupada's book, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, without that they come to the temple. That doesn't mean, you know, that everybody has to come to the temple. maybe they're not prepared now. Especially in some countries, people are so fearful, you know, to join a movement. Yeah, movement. Everybody somehow, I know my personal thing, I was always very fearful to go in contact with lots of people, this organization. I was always happy to go around it, you know. Never want to go in contact. As soon as I thought, oh, I had to become involved with organizations, even, I would say, sports clubs, you know. No. Never went. Although I was sometimes interested, but never went to the football club. And I always thought I become afflicted. Huh?
Obligated.
I become obligated. So there are many people and things, you know. And when I go to this group, they will take me, then I obligated, and I have to go again and again, and then I say, you know, then I become involved in the whole thing, you know. Then maybe I never come out again. So many people are fearful in this condition. Only very rare. So, Bhavanam, Chandmanam, Ante, Jnanamam, Prabhadate, Vasudev, Salam, Viti, Samahatma, Viti, Surabha, Krishna. After many, many births, somebody comes, Bhavanam, Chandmanam, Ante, Jnanamam, Prabhadate, who comes to knowledge about me, gets knowledge about me. He surrenders to me. But such a soul is very rare. That's very rare. Who really surrender to come to the temple. Most of the people, they're inclined to stay outside and practice somehow philosophy or religion at their home. And they actually will be surprised, you know, how many people are actually very capable to Hare Krishna, although they maybe don't know them. Like in America, many years ago, I had a vote about how many believe in Hare Krishna, how many...
No, I didn't mention her. What is your religion?
I was her religion.
And that was just for between ages 13 and 15. And they gave, you know, is your religion Catholic, Jewish, Christian, whatever, you know. And then it said other. Didn't even say Hare Krishna. But the number of people who said Hare Krishna came out to be 500,000 people. And that was quite some years ago.
Now you can imagine now.
And, you know, what to speak if you would have had it written in there that you could, you know, so they didn't have to think. So, and that's just that one age group, 13 years old to 18 years old. So, you know, you have no idea how many people are responding in so many ways. And even without knowing it's Hare Krishna, like he mentioned yesterday in class, and he mentioned that, like in New Zealand, they closed 22 slaughterhouses. In America, there's one devotee who works in a university, he's a professor, and it's in a place where the only people business is a beef business, raising cattle. And those people in so much anxiety now because the sales of beef is going down so much. And their magazine said it's due to rampant vegetarianism. You know, and the beef people are fighting it. They spent millions of dollars advertising beef as health food and all these things, you know. They tried like anything. A real person, you know, they have a beautiful girl saying, I don't trust anyone who doesn't eat beef. They tried everything, but still. So many of those people that are becoming vegetarian, they think, well, I'm like hell, this, that. But it's all due to the influence of especially people reading Bhagavad Gita and meeting devotees, you know, and devotees demonstrating, you know, here we are, we're living without. So, and so many things in America that they want to ban cigarettes completely. You know, they've already done it, like most airplanes, there's no cigarettes, and almost all public places, people who smoke cigarettes they feel like, you know, they have leprosy or something. They go into restaurants, if you smoke, you know, go back, you know, go in the back, there's a special place. This is actually, devotees can understand, this is, you know, these are like side effects. All these new movements where people trying to be in the mode of goodness and organic, all these things come as a you know, as a result. And then people are capable, if they meet devotees more and more and hear about Krishna, which is our duty, we don't have to tell them about these things, you know, so much. But if we keep telling people about Krishna, about the soul, about reincarnation, you know, some people may not take that, but gradually they'll understand it as they become true. We don't know how many devotees. Prabhupada said the historians are going to say, how did they do it? They took over the world, but they didn't do anything. You know, they just suddenly, there'll be so many people, you know, as they meet each other and they go, oh, you're into Hare Krishna. You know, just, most of the people, they may be home reading, but they don't want to tell anybody. You know, even they quit smoking, you know, their friends say, why did you quit smoking, you know? Go, so what happened? You know, why don't you drink anymore? Why don't you, you know? So they, and they don't want to say, well, I'm Hare Krishna in their job, because maybe their job will fire them, or who knows what will happen. But in due course of time, when they meet, well, there's another one, you know, there's some says, well, you know, pretty soon they'll say, well, there's enough of us now, we can do something. So we'll see. We don't, Prabhupada wasn't concerned, you know, that millions of people jumped up. He was concerned just to keep distributing the books. There are so many people, there's 5 billion people in the world. How many books can, you know?
The devotee who receives the food, he must have faith in that if books distributed all over the world, then Krishna consciousness will he must for sure that it is enough. So many books are distributed.
And I heard in your country so many books distributed, so means teaching has to become successful. Prabhupada wrote a long fine letter. Yeah. So Maharaj is and also to in Germany there are some people who are speaking about against vegetarianism and smoking and all kinds of things, but against devotee principles. And they use the same words to Prabhupada's book and write it in the literature and in the thing. But they don't say it from A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, but what's in different that book, you know. But it's like when you read it, you know exactly the talk of food. But that's what you're asking.
Small question.
Question is,
many others. You bring your money to the person, you answer the site, you go to the shop.
Yeah.
Then the person who has this book is very happy, says, wait a minute, all the show last year I took a book. He showed you the
last book. Year.
He showed you about the Bhagavad Gita last year. He's smiling, looking at you.
Yeah.
You're smiling, then what?
Yeah. It's wonderful. You got this very nice Bhagavad Gita. Are you ready?
Easy to say.
Have you read a little already? Something?
Or
maybe your mind? You can open your other eyes, because you can tell me. I don't tell to somebody else.
What
is it? Tell him, you know. Under eyes you can tell it, you know. I don't tell somebody else. But never, or you will read something, huh? You like it, yeah?
Yes.
So, you know, the Bhagavad Gita, it's the ABC of spiritual life. It's the beginning. So, as you maybe have seen, it explains about self-realization, you know, that we are, how you can come free of your bodily distresses, attachments, difficulties. It's the Bhagavad Gita. But then now we have this new series,
about the Bhagavatam. You know, the Bhagavatam is actually the book after the Bhagavad Gita. You know, Bhagavad Gita leads you to the theory of the old history of the Indian culture. Maybe you heard Mahabharata or Ramayana or the high culture story about the high culture in India, Sanskrit. So there are beautiful stories in it, you know. It's the first time now we get this book, 12 books. So maybe you can try to look in it. Beautiful with drawings and a drawing, you know, maybe pictures and all that. So, it's a beautiful picture. Can you see how it becomes attractive? And when it comes to that, it becomes attractive, and you're giving as many books you can take. And when it doesn't become, then you're giving the others, and that is why it comes to our center, and this is giving an invitation to the preaching center, the temple, or restaurant.
Third question is a shorter. So, you have your many books.
Yes.
So there's two principles. One is Lakshmi, you want to get a recognition. One is books, you want to give more books.
Yes.
So you have to buy something that doesn't go together. For example, let's say you want to give three books. Now you want to ask it for recognition. And you get your recognition, of the minimum, will you give him more books in the end? Just to give him more books?
Depends. When he likes to take more, and it's also ready to give more Lakshmi. Without giving out books for free, you know.
Even though if you give more than you want.
Yeah, first we try to give him more, you know, try to give out the more donation. That becomes satisfied with the donation. Like Hari Ramanam, he never becomes satisfied. When somebody gives the $1,000, he asks, you know, it's one more. At least something more, you know. Or $500, you know, he asks, yeah, I give you all these, maybe you can give something more, you know. So sometimes people give more, and otherwise when you see they don't want to give more, they are satisfied with that they have, then you, maybe they are satisfied with them, but you gave them already with a big donation. So you can give another person maybe a book sometimes, you know. Or you let in one more or so, like this guy. Just to, you know, just from your point of view, appreciation is that he is a nice person.